Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every game Friday, we bring in super friend of the show from the Browns Radio Network and my favorite offensive lineman in Browns history. His name is Doug Deacon, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's a lot of pressure, Deke. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, that is a lot of pressure.
What's happening, Deke?
Oh,
not much. Just waiting for the game.
God, ain't that the
truth,
man.
We all are. You know, when you lose on Sunday, man, the next Sunday can't get here fast enough. What does that feel like when you're actually a player?
Those weeks go a lot slower than the ones when you win.
Oh, man. I want this game to get here because I feel like we're starting to get into some drama-type stories. The Odell Beckham Jr. story this week. I like the fact that Kevin Stefanski came out on Wednesday and said he's not playing. So I think that everyone can kind of move forward with it. I don't know. What do you think of that, and what do you think of where we are with the OBJ right now?
Well, I think obviously, you know, he's worked his tail off to get back into shape, but if he's not 100%, and I think you have to look at the competition and you sit there and say, well, last week against Kansas City, you know, you probably needed all the firepower you could get, and so they were, you know, very anxious to get him. Where, you know, this week, you know, Houston is a different animal. I mean, they've got, I think, like 28 veterans they brought in free agency and gave them 1 or 2 year contracts. So they're a team on a pretty much of a rebuild, where Kansas City is, you know, the defending AFC champ.
What do you make out of seeing all the former Browns sitting across the field for you and with the Texans?
That our roster has been upgraded. I think, you know, anytime you start seeing your guys that you had and they played here and contributed, you know, playing elsewhere, it's an indication that, you know, your talent base has, you know, been elevated. And obviously, you know, now, you know, teams are picking, you know, guys that you had, where, you know, we used to just kind of scan the roster and pick up anybody we could find.
Anthony Walker got put on the IR this morning. How do you replace him? And before I even get to that, I got to tell you, Deke, the one change I think the NFL's made that I really like is this, you know, the limited IR, that it's not you're done for the whole season or you're done for half of the season, that, you know, you can have a guy back in 3 weeks if you can do that. So first touch on the way they've revamped IR over the last couple of years. And
well,
then
I think,
the
you know,
impact.
It's good. I mean, obviously, you know, you put a guy on, if he's not going to be on it all year long, you're just, you know, you wipes him out. And, you know, a lot of these injuries are injuries that might be 2 weeks, might be 5 weeks, but there's, you know, the players can still be valuable commodities, you know, once they come back. And, you know, if you're stuck on that IR for the entire season, you know, that just it really doesn't help your progress of the football team, because when the guy comes back, you know, he was, you know, stuck on IR.
Yeah. How about the fact that Walker's out this week, and what does that mean for the defense?
Well, that's tough. I mean, he's one of the leaders of that defense, and he reminds me a lot of DeQuell Jackson. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, guys respect, and he's a guy that understands the game and has, you know, a good knowledge of the defense and what the calls should be. So, you know, somebody else has got to make the calls, and, you know, that's your quarterback on the defensive side of the ball. But you got John Johnson back there, who's, you know, done that before. You know, the one problem is the two guys we're talking about were just in their first year here, and, you know, the defense has, you know, really reloaded this year and tried to upgrade itself. And in doing so, you know, they just got to learn to play together. I mean, they've not had a lot of snaps together.
So, Deke, what do you do with that green dot then? Are you giving it to John Johnson, or is it just next man up in the linebacker spot?
Well, I think that's an evaluation the coaching staff's got to make. Who has the best understanding of you know, what they're trying to do. And, you know, who can line up people and get them in the right places and, you know, off the different formations and motions and things like that. So whoever they trust the most. Obviously John Johnson is a veteran that's, you know, done it before. He'd be a good one. Now, you know, after that, you know, you want somebody that's going to be out there and be a three-down player. And so you got to take that into consideration too.
Deke, you know, we do this thing at the end of the show every day. We say, why are we smarter? Why are we smarter from that Kansas City game?
Why are we smarter today? Well, I think, you know.
From that Kansas City game.
From Kansas City, I think, you know, you learn the turnovers will kill you. I mean, they didn't count the Jamie Gillian botched snap as a turnover, but it is a turnover. And I think if you look back at that game, they got 9 points off the turnovers. That's the difference in the football game. We didn't get any takeaways, and that's kind of the baseline of the NFL. If you're minus three in the giveaway takeaway, your chances of winning are like 15%. So I think lesson learned, don't turn the ball over.
Doug Deacon, color analyst, Browns Radio Network. You can, of course, hear him call the game right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Deke, let's get to the nerdy offensive line question, because you know I love asking you nerdy offensive line questions. So you're looking at left tackle, and there's a couple injuries that are sitting there. You know, Hubbard is a little banged up with the triceps injury. Jedrick Wills with the ankle injury. They might be rolling out the fourth round. They might be rolling out Hudson. So what do you, if you're next to a kid like that who's getting his first start, what are you doing to help him out?
Well, you're just making sure that, you know, he's on the same page mentally with you. I mean, the thing you have to realize is these guys haven't seen all these different fronts, and you got to be able to recognize what the defense is trying to do. But by the same token, you know, you can help out a new offensive lineman if he's a tackle by, you know, keeping a tight end on that side or having a back chip on that side and pass protection. And the only problem with that is when you do that, then you take, you know, a receiver out of your pass routes. But, you know, with that said, you know, I think we've got enough firepower that, you know, we can chip and still release and, you know, be effective in the passing game.
Are you able to kind of like slap him and be like, hey, this looks like a stunt coming up here, keep an eye out, or is it, you know, you can't really do that kind of thing?
No, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, he's playing, if you're playing left tackle, you're playing next to Joel Bitonio. He's seen everything, and Joel is, you know, a very sharp football player, you know, like JC is. And, you know, they can help the rookie or the young guy out quite a bit with, you know, with their calls and make sure that they're on the same page. And the thing, you know, see, when they start running games, and, you know, that's where the defensive tackle will come first and the end will loop around, you know, you've got to, you know, stop the penetration. And once you stop the penetration, then, you've kind of taken away the game. But, you know, I'm sure they'll try to, you know, if they have to go in that direction, I'm, you know, sure the Texans will, you know, see what they can do to expose it.
Can you make an argument for having Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb on the field at the same time? And why do you think the Browns, you know, decide they're just going to go one guy at a time?
Well, I mean, you have so many other weapons around. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Nick is not the pass catcher out of the backfield that Kareem is. So, you know, Kareem does give you a different option. And, I mean, last week they both averaged 5.5 yards per carry, you know, which is pretty outstanding. And, you know, as we said, you know, last time I think we played the Texans, we won 10-7. But, you know, in doing so, we rushed for about 240 yards between both Kareem and Nick were, you know, over 100. So, you know, this you take what the defense gives you. And obviously when you're playing a team like that and those are their stats, you're going to, you know, establish the run and establish the, you know, heavy. Because, you know, once you start running the ball, the pass protection comes a lot easier for the offensive line because, you know, those guys are, you know, kind of reacting to the fact that, you know, they've got to stop the run. And the next thing you know, Baker's dropping back or rolling out and, you know, completing the pass.
What do you make of David Njoku looking as good as he did on Sunday? Just good things to come, or, hey, that was the matchup, so we exploited it?
Well, I think the thing he looked for is consistency. Obviously, you know, the one knock on David was his hands. You know, he wasn't consistent with him. You know, he'd make some great catches, and then he'd, you know, drop one or two. And I think, you know, once, you know, you get the confidence that you're going to catch it every time and, you know, you're going to make the play, and the guy has just freakish athletic ability. I mean, he's, I mean, if you put him up against all the other tight ends in regards to what they, you know, run and how high they can jump. I can't imagine anybody being much better. But, you know, it's one thing to have 10-1 speed, but if you got 12-5 hands, it doesn't help. And, you know, I think the fact that Hugh, you know, consistently caught the ball last week, that's, you know, a great sign, you know, and especially how much Stefanski likes to use the tight ends in the offense.
Deke, do you think that Anthony Schwartz was originally part of the game plan last week, that they thought they would have to rely on him knowing if Odell was going to play or not going to play? And then I'll even take that one step further. I was kind of surprised that, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones or Higgins really didn't get much action at all.
I was surprised, you know, in as much as he's a first-year player and the fact that he only played in one preseason game, you know, they gave him a pretty good plate full of things to do. And, you know, obviously this is a, you know, league, a passing league, and, you know, speed is a big ingredient in it. And, you know, we don't have anybody as fast as he is, and he can, you know, stretch out a defense. But that's one thing to run a route just to, you know, stretch out the defense. But it's another thing when you start catching balls and you become, a major contributor. So, you know, I was very surprised how, you know, much he was in the game plan. But, you know, this week we're going to go in, and as, you know, Stefanski said, you know, we're going to give the guys who are going to play their reps, you know, this week. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I think he declared Odell out, so the other guys would know, hey, you know, when they blow the whistle, you know, we're going to be out there. It's not going to be Odell.
All right, Deke, you're getting a full house at First Energy Stadium for the first time in 18-plus months. Did you invest in noise-canceling headphones?
No, I didn't. But,
Deke! All right, we may have to get you some.
I'm going to have to take some muscle relaxers for the drive home because the traffic is usually terrible when it's a full house.
Well, Tylenol for the headache, muscle relaxers for the ride home, man. You got an afternoon ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, and then we have to get the celebratory beer on the way home, too.
All right, Deke, man. We are looking forward to listening to you on Sunday. Have a great time at the game. And I hope the crowd is just absolutely bonkers.
Well,
I think it should be fun.
It's great to have a crowd back because, you know, these fans are so hungry. And, you know, last year was a good year, and they just didn't get a chance to really enjoy it, you know, on game day events like they normally would. And it makes a difference. I mean, obviously in Kansas City, that's the first time our guys had played in front of a lot of them in front of a full crowd. And, you know, that was a difference, you know, I think, you know, at the line of scrimmage because you know, it's tough to hear. So hopefully they'll not only be there, they'll be loud.
Deke, thank you very much. Okay. We will talk to you next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Hopefully I'm toasting with you, man.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.